Think about the network infrastructure challenges you face every day. Your corporate management team wants better business continuity with more emphasis on cutting costs and greater efficiencies. Your company continues to expand, adding more people and remote sites that tax your already complex and vital network infrastructure. You must cut costs and still deliver on service level agreements. Well, you're not alone. A frighteningly high percentage of IT budgets, even greater than 70%, is eaten up by operational costs, leaving little money for innovation, the very thing you need to solve the challenges you face. Many organizations are finding the solution in the convergence of IT security and IT operations requirements. The combination is yielding opportunities to reduce operational and equipment costs by implementing secure remote management appliances. In this program, leading experts from Gartner and UpLogix examine what's driving the convergence of IT security and operations requirements, the benefits it's yielding, and most importantly, the best practices and technologies you need to best maximize these benefits in your company.
When we look at the convergence of security and operations, we need to look at it in four fundamentally different pieces. On the process side of the equation, on the technology side of the equation, on the definition of the problem side of the equation, and then on what the vendors are doing. If we first look for a minute at the technology side of the equation, some of the fundamental requirements of how to do a virus scan versus how to do a file scan for backup, for example, are virtually identical. If we look at event management for security, and incident management, and we look at event management for enterprise management, they're fundamentally the same as well. So on the technology side, there's some clear areas that are converging together because they're actually the same technology, just applied to different problems. If we look at it from a process management perspective, patching a system is no different from making a change to a system. So in many cases, the processes that we're going to use are the same. Root cause analysis for a problem and root cause analysis for a security incident are the same as well. We're trying to identify where the problem exists. It's just the definition of the type of problem. So on a process side of the equation, we see similarities that create convergence as well. Thirdly, when we look at the situation itself, the problem itself, we start to understand that security and operations are both products of their environment. So if the infrastructure and the applications are not built to be secured, if they're not built to be manageable, then frankly, our manageability and our security problem are going to be more difficult. And the converse of that is also true. And then lastly, we see vendors increasingly crossing the boundaries between security and operations products and combining them in some cases into single offerings. So we see the vendors themselves creating this convergence as well by what they're offering to the market that helps to force the market to a more converged situation as well. When we look at areas that are separate for security and for operations, we start to look at where the technology is being used and what it's being used for. So when we look at security, security is very much in the realm of planning and very, very much in the realm of governance. The security people, we like to joke with, say that they don't actually do the work. It's the operations staff that is actually doing the work. So increasingly, we see security technology focused on the governance side and the planning side of the equation, while the operations technology is very much on doing things, on accomplishing things. So they're very separated in that regard. The other thing that's very different is that the knowledge that is embedded in a security product is radically different from the knowledge embedded in an operations product. So we see some very, very different sets of knowledge in the product, and this helps to keep these two markets separated as well. And then lastly, when we look at account administration or user administration in particular, this still remains entirely in the realm of security. In order to have access to accounts, to have auditability of accounts, to be able to understand who's doing what in a given situation, remains exclusively and entirely in the realm of the security side of the equation. Conversely, when we look at the configuration side of the equation of being able to make a change, that is entirely today now in the realm of operations. So all of the patching and as well as all of the regular changes are now in entirely the operational side of the equation. So these are a few different areas where we see the separation of duties and the separation of requirements and the separation of products between security and operations rather than the convergence. When we look at some of the things that are driving the convergence, we need to recognize that one of the drivers of the convergence is the need to decrease the effective footprint for manageability and security on a given system. The more that we can converge the agent tree that is on that system, the easier it is going to be to manage that system, the easier it is going to be to secure that system on an ongoing basis. If we have to have 100 agents versus 10 agents, 100 is going to be more difficult to manage and more difficult to maintain security on. So the more we can shrink the agent tree on a system, the interconnections on a system, the easier it is going to be for both security and for operations. Second, when we look at the process side of the equation, we need to understand that the more that we can have our processes used on a consistent fashion in both security and in operations, the more we're going to be able to manage from a process perspective now, the more that process is going to be able to be repeatable. And when we can make processes repeatable, we'll now be able to automate that process. And when we can automate the process, we can greatly lower the cost of ownership because we're doing things in a repeatable fashion. We're going to be able to automate it so that we can remove the operator from the equation, which helps to lower cost as well. It also helps to improve quality of service because we can do things faster and we can do things with less risk because, realistically speaking, computers don't make the mistakes. It's the people that are running them that make the mistakes. So we improve the quality of service, we lower the cost of ownership, and we reduce our risk by having more repeatable, more standardized processes that we can then automate. This has great return on investment from an operations perspective and great return on investment from a security perspective. In many respects, the differences between local management and remote management is not different. But there are some very, very important distinctions. Perhaps the single most important distinction with remote management is we may not have a knowledgeable operations or security personnel at the remote location. And this is a non-trivial difference. Because if we have people who don't know what they're doing trying to manage or secure a system, it's very, very problematic. Just think about a very, very simple thing of trying to explain to a user who doesn't know what they're doing how to do something in a user interface. It's very, very, very difficult. And in most cases, we use some sort of remote control mechanism to show them how to do this. But without a remote control mechanism in place, we can't really tell them easily how to do something. So it's a much more complicated problem when we don't have expertise at the remote site to begin with. Therefore, we try to manage remote sites, try to secure remote sites locally so that we can ensure that we have access to that remote system should we need to do something with it. So the biggest difference between local and remote capabilities, first and foremost, is the lack of knowledgeable personnel at the remote site. The second difference associated with it is a local site has near infinite bandwidth. You can have gigabit Ethernet, not too distant future, 10 gigabit Ethernet as simple examples. On a remote site, we're going to have significantly less bandwidth. So when we don't have as much bandwidth to the site or to the system, we have to be able to manage it with much less bandwidth requirements in place. And we have to recognize that in many cases, unless we do something special, that we may not have any bandwidth access to it ultimately as well, especially if there's a problem, because that problem could be manifesting itself in the network. And we believe that these are really the two most significant components to a remote management problem that's different from a security and operational perspective than a local problem: the lack of qualified knowledge at the remote end and the lack of bandwidth that we assume in many cases, in almost every case, in fact, on the local end of the equation. When we look at the key components to manage an environment remotely and securely, there are several things that jump to mind immediately. First and foremost, we believe very, very strongly, both operationally and from a security perspective, that we have to have the right processes in place. We have to have good problem management, good incident management, good change management, good asset management, good configuration management, good governance, good planning on top of that for security and for operations up front. When we have this in place, we have a good base to start from. The second thing we have to have is we have to have knowledgeable personnel who are going to be able to do these functions, whether they're local or remote. The more knowledgeable the personnel that we have, the better off we're going to be because these are the people that are actually doing the work. The third aspect of this is that the more that we have this in place now, the more we have the opportunity to automate things. And automation is a very, very powerful thing from both a security perspective and from an operations perspective. Because 40% of unplanned downtime is due to operator error. If we can remove the operator from the equation through automation, we can improve our availability significantly. The second reason this is important is because one of the things that's important from a security perspective is to be able to audit our environment. The more that we can audit, the more that the tool that provides that automation is going to provide an audit trail as well. And this is very, very important. And then lastly, and perhaps most importantly, we need to recognize that managing things requires access to privileged accounts. These privileged accounts are root in the Unix world or administrator in the Windows world. And these are the access to these are effectively access to the keys to the kingdom. That is, they can do anything once you have access to these accounts. And these are things that a management tool has to have access to because they're going to manipulate and change the system. At the same time, having access to these environments has the ability to create all sorts of security problems and security holes, which is why access to these accounts in particular have to be far more audited than anything else. So managing the access to the privileged accounts in remote systems is absolutely critical to a successful remote management strategy, because if we give access to everyone, we can guarantee you that we won't be secure and there will be more problems. But we can't give access to no one because we still have to manage and secure the system itself. So access to the remote privileged accounts is absolutely critical. Having good processes in place, having the right personnel in place so that we can then automate the environment are all critical components of a solid remote management strategy.
The IT operations and IT security areas converge at the operational implementation of security policies. So the security organization is responsible for creating policies in areas like secure configuration and access that will result in an environment that is secure and has integrity. The security organization is also responsible for monitoring the environment for compliance with those policies and for monitoring the effectiveness of the IT operations area. But the IT security organization can't really implement anything. They're totally dependent on IT operations to properly provision systems and maintain systems and change systems when necessary to ensure integrity and security. So the operations area implements security policies through the deployment of security technologies like infrastructure protection technologies and through the deployment of configuration standards that the security organization has created. Segregation of some IT security and IT operations responsibilities is driven primarily by the mandate to IT security to ensure the integrity of the environment. So, for example, IT operations personnel need a very high level of system access in order to do their jobs. There's the potential for abuse of this system access. So one function that the security organization needs to maintain is monitoring the activities and access of privileged users. IT operations areas also tend to focus, understandably so, on the systems that they manage. Another important function that the security organization performs independent of IT operations is monitoring the environment as a whole and discovering unmanaged systems or poorly managed systems. Another aspect is to monitor the effectiveness of the IT operations areas in terms of implementing the configuration and access policies that the security organization has defined. The convergence of IT security and operations functions is being driven primarily by efficiency and effectiveness. The IT operations area is very good at developing and implementing processes to efficiently run repetitive tasks and to manage the environment to a high level of availability and performance. The security organization, on the other hand, needs to be focused on the changing threat environment and developing strategies to keep the environment secure in the face of these changes. In order for the security organization to remain focused there, they have to identify the right points in time to transfer control of more mature security processes to IT operations and to take every opportunity to implement security functions within IT operations technologies that are already deployed. If this is done, then each area can focus on what they do best, and the organization has a more efficient and secure environment. From an operations perspective, obviously connectivity, physical connectivity is very important in the case of remote management. From a security perspective, it's the consolidation of audit activity. So the type of audit functions that you would perform for remote systems from the standpoint of privileged user access and control are pretty much the same as you would do for a centrally located system. The important aspect for remote systems management from a security perspective is to be able to consolidate that audit trail into a central repository of some sort so that consolidated reporting can occur. The elements of a secure remote management strategy include requirements definition, process definition, technology selection, and then technology deployment. Requirements gathering is an important phase. All the stakeholders need to be polled to make sure that a full set of requirements is gathered. And this includes IT operations from a functional standpoint, IT security from a policy and monitoring standpoint, and areas like internal audit to make sure that any compliance issues can be addressed. Once the requirements are defined, a general effort to define required processes is also required. How will the different areas interact? What information is needed at each stage of the process? And this helps to actually identify an additional set of functional requirements. Once this work is done, the organization is finally in the position to do technology selection and then technology deployment.
Uplogix is a secure remote management company that's focused on the unique problems that exist in remote sites and across distributed infrastructure. Our founders started the company in 2003, and we're now on our fourth generation of the product focused on those unique problems that customers have when they're trying to manage that remote infrastructure. Our founders came from companies like Tivoli, Cisco, and AlterPoint, where they really understand in depth the problems that those customers have, not just in implementing the technology, but actually in trusting the technology. And as a result of our unique approach and our specific purpose platform that we've built, we actually can deliver a solution that feels like having your most trusted IT admin out there working for you everywhere all the time. Well, secure remote management is a solution that's really been designed to address a lot of the issues that traditional solutions simply are unable to address in remote environments or distributed IT environments, specifically focused on cost, complexity, operating and business risk, and service level quality issues. And if you look at the IT operations function and you look at the security function, they both have common challenges, as you've heard from Gartner and we've heard from a lot of customers and partners and other industry folks through the research that we've done. And so if you look at that aggregate market view, what's really happening is that there's this burden, there's this pain that people are suffering from that they don't really need to suffer from. If you integrate all those capabilities into one solution, you can actually address a lot of those and change the economics of managing your remote sites. So what we did through that analysis is we built a specific purpose appliance that focuses on three things: access, just the ability to actually see what's happening in those remote locations at all times, securely and out of band, and have the line of sight into any actions that those devices are going through. The control side, which is classic software automation, but taking it from a local perspective on a control plane that you can always trust to know that it's going to work. And then, of course, the enforcement side, which is that you know that every action that is taken actually did happen, that you have confidence as a design point that you can always access and manage and control that environment. So those three things, access, control, and enforcement, bringing those together are what really enable a fundamentally different way to manage remote sites and change the economics of that. Now, if you drill in where the real operational value is in the control side, because you can actually automate a lot of the routine actions that frankly are not that fun to do. They're very cumbersome, boring. They take people away from a lot of the interesting work, the more compelling and strategic projects that businesses want to focus their resources on. So as a result, what we're doing is we're helping the IT organization really reduce a lot of that burden and change the cost structure so they can focus on those projects. Things like eliminating the need for certain break fixes or dramatically compressing the time to address those, change in configuration management. You know, the fact that today if you use software automation, you hope that when those changes get pushed that there isn't anything that goes wrong. But we all know through experience that when you push those changes, sometimes network devices break, and as a result, you have a truck roll and you have time and you have outages and you have people complaining, and that those service quality associated with that outage affects your employees and the productivity they have because they're probably trying to access a application that you've centralized and virtualized back in the data center. Now, there's a lot of companies actually that have decided to adopt our solution. A couple are worth noting, specifically energy. We'll also talk about financial services and finally retail. In energy, you can see that there's a broad applicability for secure remote management just because of the nature of the industry. There's a lot of distributed technology. There's a lot of compliance regulations. There's a lot of financial and operating risk associated with the stakes. Similarly, on the electrical and water utility side, the fact that those systems have flow control systems, and really that's where the cash registers live, in monitoring the flow of that that information or those fluids or services effectively, that's how the business is run. So when those IT systems don't work, that's a really big concern. And as we see SCADA move from SCADA to IP and that convergence begins, or they really, even when they work together, the fact that you need to keep those devices, those RTUs and PLCs, or just those other networking equipment devices up and running to make sure you can communicate and understand what's happening is a very, very important issue. On the financial services side, there's, of course, incredible scrutiny around financial security and making sure that people are not actually getting their information, their personal information exposed. So there's that issue. There's also, of course, the SOX issue and Basel II and the issues around financial compliance and regulatory compliance. And then finally, just the fundamental operating risk of running those kinds of organizations. The fact that really everybody's a knowledge worker in that environment and that they're trying to get access to systems to service customers that are relying on that trusted bank to, be a trusted entity. And so by investing in a secure remote management solution, they can, effectively deliver a much more trusted platform and that confidence with their customers. It turns out Citigroup is an investor in Uplogix and sees the potential not just of our company but the market, which is reassuring and fantastic. But they're also a customer and are using the technology. So you can see that there is, with them and with other companies that we have in this vertical, a lot of interest. And then finally, on the retail side, there's a large amount of distributed locations, and there's likely not much more than a retail sales associate in those locations. And so because of the large amount of revenue and transactions that flow through those sites, it's really important that there is high availability, the ability to have access and control and enforcement to those so that the IT operations folks are happy and that they know they can run the services they need to provide, and that the security team inside your organization is satisfied in the PCI compliance demands that they're and scrutiny that they're faced with. And that they know every single action that occurred. So by working together, the IT operations, the security people can now get benefits across, energy, financial services, retail, and other industries where they have common needs and they have common objectives. Well, what's interesting is that if you look at your organization, you probably have the IT operations folks that are thinking about, hey, we have these problems, we have these requirements, we have these costs, we have these burdens, this pressure. And if you look at the security organization, you probably see that there's a lot of compliance pressure, security risk. There's external demands that are putting pressure on, you know, looking at this kind of solution. They're very different drivers in what's driving it. But what is interesting is that you don't really have to wait for one or the other to come together and make the economics work for this kind of solution. And the fact that Uplogix has focused on taking a proven approach and really working with customers and bringing these capabilities together allows us to address the needs of both organizations. So you can make a decision today to go get this investment done and yet reap the benefits on the security side later, or vice versa. You can make the driver the security or compliance requirement, and the IT operations folks can enjoy that benefit downstream. It turns out that a lot of our customers are seeing an average payback period of 6 months, in some cases less, and it depends on the environment that they're living with or faced with and how distributed their locations are. We're also seeing that depending on their business and their tolerance for risk and the impact that those operating risks could have on their business, that the return could be dramatically higher for some businesses. Take, for example, businesses that are involved in the oil business and the price of oil today, or banks and the impacts of compliance. And if you'd like to take, an attempt at really optimizing the assumptions for your business, we have an ROI calculator that's on our website so that you can challenge our thinking and logic and the thinking of all the customers that we've already worked with and apply it to your business specifically so that you can feel comfortable that you can take this to your management team or you can apply it as a business leader and really feel confident that it represents the economics that are driving your business.